I would lose perhaps friends, and I'd kind of be an outcast in my own community. Or I didn't really know what would happen if I go to the ways of God.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, you'll hear from a man who knew he wasn't right with God, but wasn't really sure he was ready for what it would cost him if he decided to follow Jesus.
My name is Raymond Sparkling Eyes, and I'm from Goodfish Lake, Alberta, Canada. And I have been a Christian now for over 50 years. And so it's been quite a long time. But to begin with, as a child, I went to school with white kids, and we had to walk 3 miles, and at the first school we went to for 3 years, and then 1 year we went to another school that was 4.5 miles from our home. Later on, when I was about 13, I went to a residential school. It was all Native school. But at home, growing up at home, well, most of our livelihood, was a large family of us. There was 8 of us kids. So when I was about 16, I started helping my dad just to make a living, really. We did trapping in the spring. And then we also did a lot of timber work, like working with logging, like sawing, and also we would cut posts for farmers and sell these fence posts to farmers and different things like that. We would also work for farmers and all these things. That's the way we made our living. Also hunting and fishing. I belonged to a religion, but, and went to church and all that, but it wasn't until I was about 19 when I first heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, how he came to seek and to save that which was lost. By this time, when I was 19, I was really, my life was in a mess. Growing up in a fairly good home, that is, there was no drinking, and things like that. And my parents were quite strict with us, but not overly strict, but they were quite clean living. But as I grew older, I departed from that kind of home training. And then as I grew older, what I really sought in life was fun, like dancing, things like that, and be a party of some kind, like young people would get together. Well, I try to be kind of the kind of leader in such places. That kind of living was dragging me more into real bondage. That is, I just was really in need of some kind of a different lifestyle. Because this life I was living, although kind of the leader in a dance floor and also in a ball team, things like that, didn't really bring fulfillment in my life. There was some lack. And then I began to search for something better. And there was a young man in our reservation that became a Christian. That is, he had found something in his life that seemed to really bring satisfaction to his life. And I began observing his life, and I know that this is what I was lacking in the kind of life I was leading. And I craved for this same kind of life that he had found. But still, because of the bondage I was in the pleasures of what he called sin. And I just was not willing to let go. In fact, it was a hold of me. It was not that I didn't want to let go, but it really took a real hold of me, like I was in bondage. This went on for quite a while. I wanted this same lifestyle my friend had found, and it really came to the place where I not only seen his life, but I started listening to radio programs that presented the gospel of Jesus Christ. How a person can be forgiven of his sin, how he can get saved and all that. And then about that time also, there was a missionary that came to our reservation. And all these things, all these testimonies and messages, and also just watching the lifestyle of other people that were living for God, really made an impact upon my life. But still, I just was not able to really let go or let God do something for me. And it got to be so, I remember that one summer I was so so hungering for such a life, and yet, on the other hand, I know what it would cost me, because being a leader amongst the young people in the pleasures of sin, like, as I say, dancing and things like that of the world, I know if I took the step towards the Lord Jesus Christ, I would lose perhaps friends, and I'd kind of be an outcast in my own community. Or I didn't really know what would happen if I go to the ways of God. So this is what the thing that was really heavy on my heart is, because I knew if I became a Christian, certain things would have to go from my life. I knew the cost. So for a whole over, I don't know how many months, many months anyway, I really thought about these things seriously, very seriously. It got to the point that last summer, before I came to a decision, that I started putting dates. Like, we have treaty days here in our reserve, and I would say to myself, after this big sports day, I'll get right with the Lord. I will come to Him and accept Him as my personal Savior. And this day that I have set after this sports day would come, and then it would come and go, and still I didn't do what I intended to do. So it set another date. And this went on the whole summer. I'd set a date, and then it would just come and go. I still wasn't right with God. And it got so that I knew what I ought to do, because I believe the Holy Spirit of God was speaking to me, was dealing with me, and I was just not willing to do what he was telling me. And then this one Sunday, our ball team went to play a baseball game off our reservation to compete with some of the off-reserve people. And we played ball. I'm not sure who even won, but just after the ball game, they said there's going to be a dance after midnight. And it was announced. And so most of our friends, our ball team, stayed for that, for the dance. But meanwhile, as we were waiting for midnight to come, but shortly after the games were over, there was this preacher pulling a little trailer, and all that. He was living in a little trailer. But he started inviting people to come into this little schoolhouse there, and he was going to have a service, a gospel service. And a lot of people were going in, and there was not very many left outside. I didn't want to really go in, because what was bothering me, because this voice that was speaking to me in my heart. So, but finally, one of my friends told me, well, everybody's going in, why don't we go in? So we went in. When we went into the schoolhouse, it was full, and the only bench that was left in that schoolhouse was the front one.
Well, that's kind of funny, but being in the front row is just where Ray needed to be. How about you? Is there a battle going on inside of you? You know, the so-called pleasures of life are short-lived, and as you've heard, they never really satisfy. Many have wasted their lives chasing things that left them empty and alone. And then in the end, they stand before God without hope, only to face His judgment. But it doesn't have to be that way. He tells us clearly in the Bible that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, you will never find peace for your soul until you're right with God. That's why He sent Jesus. By faith in Jesus and His saving work, God restores our broken relationship with Him. If you would like to know more, let me encourage you to visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also online at facebook.com/withoutreservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's more to Ray's story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.